Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Biden is taking his re-election campaign to the battleground state of Georgia. During a rally in Atlanta tonight, Biden laid out his vision for the nation and also warned his supporters about what's at stake in the November election.
We see a country for all Americans, a future for all Americans, a presidency for all Americans. So join me. Get out the vote.
At a rally northwest of Atlanta, presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump came out swinging against Democrats.
If you're a disillusioned Democrat, of which there are many today, I extend an open hand, an open invitation, and I ask you to join us on the noble quest of saving our country. Saving our country.
Georgia is getting set to hold its presidential primary election on Tuesday. Both candidates are expected to campaign heavily in the state ahead of November. President Biden won Georgia by a small margin in 2020. The president is extending his condolences to the families of the two National Guard members and Border Patrol agent who were killed in a helicopter crash near the Texas-Mexico border on Friday. NPR's Juliana Kim reports one National Guard member survived but remains in critical condition.
Three National Guard members and a Border Patrol agent were conducting a routine border security operation when their helicopter crashed near Rio Grande City in South Texas on Friday. In a statement, President Biden expressed deep gratitude for service members and Border Patrol agents at large. He said, quote, "Their contributions to our nation are vital to our security," end quote. The circumstances of the crash remain under investigation, and the surviving National Guard member is in the hospital with serious injuries. Juliana Kim, NPR News.
The war between Israel and Hamas is entering its sixth month. NPR's Dee Parvez reports the International Committee of the Red Cross, which is a neutral body, has issued a stark call to action to end the civilian suffering it calls, quote, shocking and unacceptable.
In the statement, ICRC President Mirjana Špoljarić called for three things: a ceasefire allowing humanitarian aid to reach those in need, the unconditional release of hostages still held in Gaza, with a request that the ICRC be able to visit the hostages, and humane treatment of Palestinian detainees held by Israel, to whom the ICRC is also demanding access. The ICRC chief also said that both sides need to conduct their military operations in ways that ensure the protection of civilian lives. Dee Parvez, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
This is NPR News. At least 15 students were kidnapped from a boarding school in northwestern Nigeria today by a group of gunmen. This is the third mass kidnapping in the northern part of the country since late last week. 10 abolitionists are featured on a new set of U.S. Postal Service stamps commemorating the Underground Railroad. Ava Pukech of member station WRVO reports one of the honorees played a major role in the Syracuse area of the Underground Railroad.
Jermaine Wesley Logan was nicknamed the King of the Underground Railroad and is said to have helped more than 1,500 people who escaped slavery in the South as they passed through Syracuse. That's according to Milton Cernett, a board member of the National Abolition Hall of Fame.
He would advertise in the papers that if you were a freedom seeker and you came to Syracuse, you should seek shelter with the Fugitive Aid Society at Logan's house.
Other upstate New York abolitionists featured on the stamp series include Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass. For NPR News, I'm Ava Pukach in Syracuse, New York.
The Department of Justice is opening a criminal investigation into the Boeing incident on an Alaska Airlines jet last month. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the DOJ is citing documents and has contacted passengers, pilots, and flight attendants. A door plug blew out while the jet was flying, leaving a hole in the side of the plane. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.